Springfield's Rock Station, Q102. I have got a guest on the studio line with me. Charlie Behrens is a journalist, comedian, creator of the Manitowoc Minute, and is coming to the Galois on Saturday, October 14th. He's been featured on Fox, CBS, Funny or Die, TBS Digital, Variety, and MTV News. If you know him, you'll notice most of his humor is directed at those of us living in the Midwest, specifically Wisconsin. How are you doing this morning, Charlie?
You know, I'm doing just fine. The colors are changing up here, so that's nice. How are the colors down by you? You got some reds in the trees yet, or not so much down there?
No. But I just took my son to his first Green Bay Packers game last weekend when they played the Saints. And
yeah.
I was driving up towards Green Bay, and I'm like, son, I'm like, look at all the trees and how beautiful they are. And he was like, I don't care. Just get me to Green Bay. Okay.
Oh, you know what? I feel him. He's got the right attitude. You've raised him right. You know, I mean, the colors are beautiful, but you got to keep your eye on the prize.
Exactly.
It's a heck of a game for him to see. So good for him.
Yes. So were you able to score season tickets, or are you still on the waiting list?
No, I've been on the waiting list since I was about 2 years old. My Aunt Mary put me on, and I'm hoping by the time I'm 68, my name might get called. But, Packers season tickets, boy, tell you what, they don't come up often.
No, they don't. So I discovered you because of one specific video. It was called Two Guys, One Small Town Bar. And
yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, I worked in a very similar bar, which was actually in Madison, called LeCarrie's Bar and Grill.
No kidding.
And so there is this part where you're like, where the guy comes out of the bathroom. He's like, hey, you're out of paper towels in the bathroom. No, don't worry about it. Just tell me where they are and I'll refill them. That was my bar. Literally, if I was not behind the bar and somebody needed a beer, one of my patrons would be like, I'll just get it for you. Just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
That's how you know you're home. You
yeah.
know, if you can do the legwork for the bartender, if they're out back, you know, taking care of business, taking the trash out on a little break, and you know, you can be the one to just reach around and not, you know, reach around, but go grab a beer or something. I mean, that's just helpful.
Yeah.
It helps the bar stay in business, too. I mean, it's tough finding employees in a lot of those places, and not one person can do everything. So
exactly. It's probably some of the best times of my life working at that bar. So early in your career, you won an Emmy for your work as a reporter for KADF-TV in Dallas. Did you always want to be like a hard-hitting reporter, or...?
No, hell no. That's why I've gotten a comedy. But I did enjoy, you know, I enjoyed the journalistic aspect of it, and like kind of diving into the stories. That particular one was about, one of the big stories I did there was about like the cost of water. So I liked the environmental aspect of journalism, but I thought, you know, it was hard to, like, get people to care or listen to it. So, I've got a podcast now where I talk to comedians, but I also talk about issues that, you know, I think are interesting or should be looked at. And that kind of helps scratch that itch. But doing, like, the local news thing is very difficult. I got a lot of respect for, you know, the people who are doing it, because that is a tough gig.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it is. You know, because you're always fighting less and less money going into that. So, you know, you kind of really have to carve out the time and the space to do it on your own. And it's tough, but it's very important, the local journalism is. But no, I never, really thought that that's what I was going to do. I kind of fell into that. And then I decided comedy was more up my alley.
And the podcast you're talking about, that's the Cripes Cast.
Yep, the Cripes Cast is the one where I do like some various journalistic issues and also talk to some comedians and other folks around the Midwest. And then I've got another podcast with my buddy Miles, You Betcha Guy, where we give Midwest advice to callers all around the Midwest. And we are the last people that should be giving any advice. So that's kind of how that podcast goes.
Is Miles the dark-haired guy, like, with the beard?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, that's I feel like I recognize the name from the videos. So during those podcasts, like, are there any, like, really cool, notable celebrities that you've had on? Anybody you want to name drop?
Notable celebrities that have called into our podcast, I would say...
Or interviewed.
In the Bellied Up podcast, no, I mean, Frank... from, you know, the bar down the road called once, and he's probably as close as we have to a celebrity. But, you know, on the Cripes cast, actually, Miles was on that, so there you have it. I mean, look at that, me just name-dropping people who are on one podcast calling on another. So,
well, I feel like Miles is pretty famous, so, I mean...
I do, too. I mean, he is my friend, but, you know, he's famous in my world.
So in 2017, you created the video series called The Manitowoc Minute. Did you ever worry that most people can't pronounce Manitowoc?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I honestly didn't even think about it. I'm not from Manitowoc myself. That's up the ways a bit, up the shore. I'm from the Milwaukee area. I do have family in Trivers. That's two rivers, if you're not from there. And it's just a little bit farther ways up, not too far, about, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, depending on what you're riding and how it's going. But my my great-great-great uncle, Ed Berner, actually discovered the ice cream sundae. He invented that. And so that was over there in Trivers, which is not far from Manitowoc. So that's my very loose connection. But there was a guy in the audience from Manitowoc at one of my stand-up shows. I called the bit the next day, the Manitowoc Minute, thinking I'd only make one of them. And then, you know, it took off as it happens. And so then I did another and then another and another. And then after that, I didn't think much about Manitowoc in terms of if people could say it. I just hope that they would watch it, you know.
Well, then there was a beer called Keeper Movin' that the Ale Asylum RIP created.
Yeah, I know. And you being you know, a Madison gal, you know, yeah, Ale Asylum no longer, but we did do a beer for a couple years, Keeper Movin' Lager. I got a couple warm ones in my pantry, you know, if you still want to try the vintage hops.
And, nice.
They don't age as good as wine, but, you know, dunks don't taste that bad, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, I actually grew up like two blocks from Ale Asylum on the north,
really?
On the north side there.
Yeah, sure. Right by the airport, then.
Right by the airport, right by the where they used to do Rhythm and Booms.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do they still do that? I don't even know.
Yeah, I think so, honest. They did it a few years back, so I can't tell you if they did it this year. I haven't been in a minute. But, yeah, I do think at least a couple years ago I was there, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that was always pretty awesome. Like, just living, we lived like right across the street from there. So it was like there for 24 hours, you couldn't leave your place, you know, because you couldn't drive out of there because it was just traffic. But it was always fun. The party was always at our house. Let's just say that much.
That's cool. That's cool. Like a little mini Woodstock you had there.
Exactly. Well, I think that's about all I have. Charlie Baron's going to be at the Galois Saturday, October 14th. I am telling you right now, I got front row tickets.
Oh, nice.
And I'm bringing one of my very good friends who just happens to be a Bears fan.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Well, we are praying for your friend.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you. We both decided I would wear my Packers gear. He would wear his Bears gear. So to show that you can it to show that water and oil can sometimes mix.
They can. They absolutely can. I mean, we do love our Bears fans. We just don't like them during these months. But you know what? Honestly, this year, they've been through a lot. I'm going to like your friend, okay? Because, you know, he's really gone through the ringer this year. And honestly, for the past 2 decades.
I was going to say he's been through the ringer for, yeah, multiple years. So,
yeah.
Well, I am very much looking forward to the show, coming to the Galois. I'm just happy you're coming to Springfield because I thought, like, maybe I'd have to go travel back to Wisconsin just to see you. But looks like you're venturing out a little bit.
No, I come to you. That's how this works.
Yay.
I'm a traveling funny man.
Yay. All right, everybody. Go check out Charlie at the Galois Saturday, October 14th. Charlie, you want to drop your YouTube channel, Facebook, all that fun stuff?
Yeah, it's just Charlie Behrens on the YouTube, youtube.com/Charlie Behrens, or just go to charliebehrens.com if you want tickets.
Oh, yeah, that's the easy thing. You can just have one main website and then link up to everything else.
Yep, that's the good benefits of the internet.